Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we are going to talk about making you bleed. Well, actually, what we're doing is we're talking about the ketone meter that we recommend because Dr. Bredesen, in his book, The End of Alzheimer's, recommends being in a mild ketotic state, which means that you're depending mostly on ketones instead of glucose for energy, which is very important because the brain regenerates every 2 to 3 years. So all those neuronal connections, because the brain is mostly fat and water, and so it needs fat to be healthy. And if we're doing all this high carb, high glucose, processed foods, all that kind of stuff, that's not what the brain needs. And so you need to make sure you're giving the brain what it needs to generate healthy new neuronal connections. And that is why mild ketosis is so important. So this is what Dr. Bredesen has to say about ketone meters. The keto sticks, which are the urine testing strips, are too imprecise to be helpful for most people. One example is the precision extra meter, which is what we use and what I demonstrate. Actually, if you go to at Dr. J. DeWitt on Facebook, I have posted a video of me actually causing myself to bleed on purpose and checking my blood ketone levels, more importantly. The precision extra meter determines both glucose or ketones, either one, depending on the strip that you use. The glucose strips are quite affordable. The ketone strips are pricier. And Julie Gregory from the website APOE4.info, and a shout out to Julie at APOE4.info. She is amazing. She has done so much to help educate people on Alzheimer's and what you can do about it. I'm very proud of everything she's done and I'm truly blessed to know her. She suggests purchasing the ketone strips in Canada because they are more affordable. So you can go to Canadian website, which I believe is .cn if you want to go to Canada instead of a .com, it's .cn. No prescription is needed for a ketone meter. That is very good to know. The meter costs about $25. And here's one site for purchasing the ketone meter. You may have heard of this site. It is www.amazon.com. I think you may have heard of that one, maybe. It's a little website that sells some stuff, you know, no big deal. All you need to do is type in Precision Glucose Ketone Monitoring System. That is a mouthful, but yes, you need to type all that in, and it will come up with the best ketone monitor or meter, which is the precision extra meter. Your goal is to keep your beta hydroxybutyrate from 0.5 millimoles per liter to 4 millimoles per liter, which indicates mild ketosis. I have not been super strict on the diet. I am new to the keto flex type diet. I'm doing very well actually with the fasting. I'm assuming that I am APOE4 positive, so I am fasting at least 16 hours between the time I eat dinner and the time I eat breakfast the next day. Usually actually I'm about 17 hours, maybe more. I get a little lightheaded towards that later part of that stretch, but it's all good. And I have never tested higher than 0.2 since I started this. It's very frustrating. But like I said, if you go to Facebook, I even posted it on LinkedIn. LinkedIn, I believe, on John DeWitt. John DeWitt Lyon for LinkedIn Open Networker, or Facebook at Dr. J. DeWitt. I am going to share what ketone levels are. Might be zero, might be 0.5. I don't know. You might want to check it out. But yeah, that is something you need to do to try to get those ideal levels to make sure you're optimizing that, or you're in mild ketosis, meaning that you're burning more fats and ketones than you are glucose. Now, the thing is, after you've used the keto meter to determine when you are in myoketosis, you won't have to use this every day or even every week or month, since you will have an idea about what it takes to make you mildly ketotic. And, of course, the meter will still be available for you to check at any time in case you're concerned. You're like, oh, my gosh, am I in myoketosis? I don't know. You'll actually be able to tell just by how you feel, but as I mentioned, you're going to already know what's important to eat. And if you're, as long as you're making the proper food choices and eating the correct things, which is basically another way of saying the same thing, then you know that you're going to be in ketosis. And it's just a matter of, are you in mild ketosis or extreme ketosis? And it just kind of depends on your diet, your body composition, and that is why everybody's different. So that's why you need to get the ketone meter. I understand that the ketone strips are a little pricey. I can't remember exactly how much mine costs, but they're much more expensive than the glucose strips, simply because there's not as high of a demand for those ketone strips, because there's a lot of diabetics out there. And unfortunately, the majority of those type 2 diabetics are going to be insulin resistant, which is going to lead to type 1.5 Alzheimer's that Dr. Bredesen talks about, which we're going to talk about in not this week, but next week in the Brain Builders Masterclass. We're very excited. We're having a lot of fun in there. We have a great group. We've got about 100 people in there, and we have our own private or closed Facebook group. We're sharing stories, sharing information. We have some holistic health, functional medicine type coaches that are part of the group that are very helpful. We've got a representative from the Cambridge Brain Sciences that does the cognitive assessments that only medical professionals can order, and I have negotiated with them to be able to get 20 free assessments, and we have had almost all 20 utilized in the group. And it's real simple. You just tell me in the group, you know, what's your main, I need to know your email, your date of birth, and what condition you're concerned about. Is it PTSD? Is it concussions? Is it early Alzheimer's? Is it age-related decline? Or what is it that you're concerned about? And then that is going to email you, or I set up your profile in Cambridge Brain Sciences and email you the specific test, cognitive assessment test that you need to take in order to see how you compare to your particular demographic. And that's important because that gives you a baseline. And then as we go over the next 6 weeks and you start to utilize all of these different nutritional changes, exercise programs, ways to optimize your sleep, optimize your hydration, a whole variety of things, different supplementation. Actually, over the next 10 weeks, not starting yet, but probably starting at the end of this week, we're going to go over the 10 supplements, the must-have supplements to optimize your brain function. And I'm not even going to give you a single one of them because I'm just not going to do that. You'll have to listen in to find out what those 10 supplements are that you need to make sure you're taking to optimize your brain health. That's going to be probably in about 4 to 5 days before we get into that. But that's going to be very exciting. I'm going to spend the entire show talking about each individual supplement, why you need it, what it does, my particular brand I recommend. I'll probably give you two or three because I don't want to be playing favorites here, but I'll give you two or three that are really good so you can choose on your own. I'll put links in the description of the podcast so that you can just click on those and it'll take you right there. Also, I know our beta group for the Brain Builders Masterclass is now closed. I can't express enough how much I appreciate these people. They are truly amazing people. The things that they are going through, the things that they have done, that they have they're like treating themselves like guinea pigs, because unfortunately, it's because the medical profession right now if they find out you have Alzheimer's or cognitive decline, they don't know what to do. They're just like, I don't know what to do. Get your stuff in order because, you know, we can't help you. And so these people are saying, no, I don't accept that. And they are literally experimenting on themselves with different dietary changes, different exercise protocols. I literally have a gentleman in the group that has sleep apnea, and he admits that he's a little type A, but he has sleep apnea. Like I said, in order to prevent sleep apnea, he straps a pillow to his back to keep himself from sleeping on his back, because then he'll start snoring. And it gets even more interesting. He duct tapes his mouth closed, forcing him to breathe through his nose. Yes, you heard that right. So this man has a pillow strapped to his back and has duct taped his mouth closed so that he has to breathe through his nose. God forbid he gets a sinus infection, because he will literally suffocate. But it's really not funny, because these people are going to this extreme because the medical profession is not listening. They are not giving them any options. There are no options other than Aricept and maybe one or two other prescription medications that you can take, but that only slightly handles the symptoms just a little bit, and it's not long-term, and they even admit it's not a long-term solution. And it's so frustrating, because you go on all these websites, even some of the charities that are trying to raise money for Alzheimer's and all that, you're just like, what is happening? They don't want to know. They're so stuck in the old school way of things that it's the monotherapeutic. We need to find a magic pill that's going to fix everything. That is not how Alzheimer's works. This is caused by a multitude of causes, and you have to start addressing each of those, and there's no way, and that's unfortunate, because there's no way to address and have a peer-reviewed study based on multiple variables, because it's all, the whole system is set up on, there's one variable. I need one symptom, like headaches. I need headaches. Okay, headaches, I need to have one particular prescription medication that I can take and test and give a placebo. And half the time, those are active placebos, which is a misnomer, because a placebo should be like a salt pill or a sugar pill. It shouldn't actually have any active ingredients. But a lot of times in these research studies, they have quote-unquote active placebos, which is a total wasted study, but they don't explain that to the average Joe out there on the street. We cannot have peer-reviewed studies because the way they are set up is flawed. You cannot have one variable to test when it comes to Alzheimer's and cognitive decline. There are way too many factors involved. And Dr. Bredesen, in The End of Alzheimer's, he explains that there's actually, in there, he explains there's 35 different particular causes. He looks at it as kind of like holes in a roof. But now his latest research has said he thinks there's over 45 different causes. And don't let that overwhelm you. Don't let that be like, oh, my gosh, 45 different things. That's way too many things for me to focus on. I can't focus on, you know, what to have for breakfast or what my dog's name is or things like that. You can't worry about that, because he points out that there's a certain threshold. It might be 5 different causes. It might be 10. It might be 20. That once you fill those holes, so to speak, then your symptoms start to dramatically reduce. And that is what you need to focus on. Just be like, hey, okay, this is a very complex disorder, and there's a lot of causes. I'm not going to get discouraged. I just need to fix what I can, and eventually I'll get that tipping point where, oh my gosh, I all of a sudden see, I understand way better, I feel way better, I can remember things. And please, we go into this deeply in the Brain Builders Masterclass, and we are taking people. You can be on the wait list. You can click the link in the description of this podcast, or you can go to bit.ly/waitlist. BB as in Brain Builders. So it's bit.ly/waitlist BB, and that will get you onto the wait list for the next class, which will be held at the beginning, either the beginning of next year or at the end of this year. We're just trying to work on that. Thank you so much for listening. And this is Dr. John DeWitt with the Brain Builders Podcast.